Chapter 35. The Passover. Josiah celebrated in Jerusalem a Passover to honor the Lord. The Passover sacrifice was slaughtered on the 14th day of the first month. He reappointed the priests to their duties and encouraged them in the service of the Lord's house. He said to the Levites, who were to instruct all Israel, and who were consecrated to the Lord, "Put the holy ark in the house built by Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. It shall no longer be a burden on your shoulders. Serve now the Lord your God and his people Israel. Prepare yourselves in your ancestral houses and your classes according to the prescriptions of King David of Israel and his son Solomon. Stand in the sanctuary according to the divisions of the ancestral houses of your brethren, the common people, so that the distribution of the Levites and the families may be the same. Slay the Passover sacrifice, sanctify yourselves, and be at the disposition of your brethren, that all may be carried out according to the word of the Lord given through Moses." Josiah contributed to the common people a flock of lambs and kids, 30,000 in number, each to serve as a Passover victim for any who were present, and also 3,000 oxen. These were from the king's property. His princes also gave a freewill gift to the people, the priests, and the Levites. Hilkiah, Zechariah, and Jehiel, prefects of the house of God, gave to the priests 2,600 Passover victims, together with 300 oxen. Conaniah and his brothers, Shemaiah, Nethanel, Hashabiah, Jehiel, and Jozabad, the rulers of the Levites, contributed to the Levites 5,000 Passover victims, together with 500 oxen. When the service had been arranged, the priests took their places, as did the Levites, in their classes, according to the king's command. The Passover sacrifice was slaughtered, whereupon the priests sprinkled some of the blood, and the Levites proceeded to the skinning. They separated what was destined for the holocaust, and gave it to various groups of the ancestral houses of the common people to offer to the Lord, as is prescribed in the book of Moses. They did the same with the oxen. They cooked the Passover on the fire as prescribed, and also cooked the sacred meals in pots, cauldrons, and pans, then brought them quickly to all the common people. Afterward, they prepared the Passover for themselves and for the priests. Indeed, the priests, the sons of Aaron, were busy offering holocausts and the fatty portions until night. Therefore, the Levites prepared for themselves and for the priests, the sons of Aaron. The singers, the sons of Asaph, were at their posts as prescribed by David. Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, the king's seer. The gatekeepers were at every gate. There was no need for them to leave their stations, for their brethren the Levites prepared for them. Thus the entire service of the Lord was arranged that day, so that the Passover could be celebrated and the holocausts offered on the altar of the Lord, as King Josiah had commanded. The Israelites who were present on that occasion kept the Passover and the Feast of the Unleavened Bread for 7 days. No such Passover had been observed in Israel since the time of the prophet Samuel, nor had any king of Israel kept a Passover like that of Josiah, the priests and Levites, all of Judah and Israel that were present, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. It was in the 18th year of Josiah's reign that this Passover was observed. Josiah's reign ends. After Josiah had done all this to restore the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight at Carchemish on the Euphrates, and Josiah went out to intercept him. Necho sent messengers to him, saying, "What quarrel is between us, king of Judah? I have not come against you this day, for my war is with another kingdom, and God has told me to hasten. Do not interfere with God, who is with me, as otherwise he will destroy you." But Josiah would not withdraw from him, for he had sought a pretext for fighting with him. Therefore he would not listen to the words of Necho that came from the mouth of God, but went out to fight in the plain of Megiddo. Then the archers shot King Josiah, who said to his servants, "Take me away, for I am seriously wounded." His servants removed him from his own chariot, placed him in another he had in reserve, and brought him to Jerusalem, where he died. He was buried in the tombs of his ancestors, and all Judah and Jerusalem mourned him. Jeremiah also composed a lamentation over Josiah, which is recited to this day by all the male and female singers in their lamentations over Josiah. These have been made obligatory for Israel and can be found written in the Lamentations. The rest of the Chronicle of Josiah, his pious deeds in regard to what is written in the Law of the Lord, and his acts, first and last, can be found written in the Book of the Kings of Israel and Judah.